Welcome to My Game Soul Podcast. Your hosts are Bree and Jeremy. Every week we will talk about our gaming experiences and whatever gaming news we might have. So tune in every week. And you can also chat with us at Twitter at MyGamingSoul1, on Facebook at facebook.com/MyGamingSoul, on Instagram at MyGamingSoul, twitch.tv/MyGamingSoul. You can email us at MyGamingSoul@gmail.com. You can find us on the web at MyGamingSoul.wordpress.com. Or you can tweet at us at our individual Twitters. Mine is at Bree Thibodeau. Jeremy's is at darkness79996. Or you can also find us on iTunes. Search for My Game Soul.
Hello, this is Jern D here along with Breeziana.
And this is Raven. I'm just a co-worker. I'm just trying to get noticed, that's all.
So many shenanigans. Anyways, so Bree, what's the first order of business? What are we going to talk about today?
Overwatch trailer.
Well, I'll kind of leave the discussion on that because I actually seen quite a bit of the Overwatch trailers. I actually was watching it like it was a movie on YouTube. I was so into it. I couldn't wait to play it. I actually looked at just a little bit of gameplay, too, with, I don't even know the character's name. She just...
Sumpa?
I think so. Is that the one with the little teleporting features on her? She can, like, rewind time and stuff. That's what I saw on YouTube. She could rewind time and things like that. Like, it was, like, pretty interesting to me. I thought it was, like, really neat how they made the battle system and the engines and everything like that. It was really good. And it looked so interesting while I was watching, you know, the trailers and everything. And I was just thinking to myself, God, like, when can I get this? Like, how soon can I get it? Obviously when I get paid. But, you know, it seemed very, very, very interesting. And I don't know. I mean, well, I'm not the only one waiting for it either. My nephew's really, really interested in waiting for it to come out. I mean...
Oh, it's already out.
It is?
It's been out since, like, May, I think.
Oh, well, I'm just so far behind on the times. I don't know what made me even look at it. I think you brought it to my attention before, and I was just like, oh, I don't want that. I'm not going to play that. So I'm really hoping that it isn't going to be in just first person, because that's just, like, such a drag and a turnoff to me. I really don't like first-person shooters like that. So I just really, you know, I'm hoping that it doesn't come that way. I'm going to, you know, because it's bad enough. That,
yeah, it is a first person.
It is. It's only in first person. Oh my gosh. So, I'm going to have to get it anyway because I know my nephew's going to kill me if I don't. It looked so good to him. I haven't played a first person shooter since Perfect Dark. And that's like super, super old. I think in Mirror's Edge too, I tried that out and I actually liked it. And I actually beat Perfect Dark and Mirror's Edge to say that I don't like first person shooters. But I guess the story just kind of pulled me in. I mean, but speaking of first-person shooters, how is that Dishonored coming along?
Oh,
I'm not sure if you talked about it yet on a separate subject, but
no.
I mean, I seen some of your gameplay and it looks like you're kicking a lot of butt.
Oh yeah, so far I'm on mission 5. I'm about halfway through that. So basically, I'm about halfway through the game.
Also, collaborate for us a little bit, like so. I mean, what's the story like? I mean, graphics-wise, you know, what's been going on with that?
Graphics are really good. I've been playing as Emily. I don't do the stealthy thing, you know. I prefer go there and kick everybody's ass and...
Yeah. I would prefer the stealth only because I just like the fact that, you know, you can come up behind somebody and, you know, shank them in the neck or... You know, something really hardcore and kind of cool at the same time, but I've seen you actually, like, go, you know, badass mode and just killing random people all over the place and tossing their bodies with whatever magics that she can do. What is she, by the way? Did we ever find out what in the world she is? Is she a witch? Is she a monster? Like, what's going on there?
I don't know. All I know is that she gets her powers from...
Some guy, right?
Yeah. I forgot his name already. But he's the same person that gives her dad, Kovo, in the first one, powers. So, I don't know why we call them, but yeah.
That's interesting.
But yeah.
I mean...
Let's see. I don't know. All I know is it says something about magical abilities. So, yeah.
It doesn't really go into details on what exactly the magical abilities that she does acquire or why she has them. It's just in the game, like, she has abilities and magic.
Yeah.
So I guess it was just something to make the game a little bit more interesting and fun for the player.
Yeah.
So that way it's not like you're just running amok with a staff and a stick and just stabbing people all over the place. So.
No, I'll get a crossbow and a gun and a knife. Sword thing, yeah, which is cool.
That's cool. So, I mean, so far as the battle system goes, so is it, like, really easy to get into? Is it kind of complicated? I mean, because I might even though it's only a first-person shoot, I might actually be interested in giving it a try just because it's something different than what I'm used to. You know, I'm, like, a hardcore RPG player for everyone who doesn't know. Me, I mean, I love RPGs. I'm very, very big fan. I always download RPG games. And I also love Hatsune Miku. Of course, that's like completely opposite of each other, but I have to give props out. We love you, Hatsune, yes. Anyways. But it's good to hear that, you know, the game isn't like, you know, kind of boring or dud.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that there's something else besides Overwatch that I'm going to have to look into and play in and get a chance to see it and how it looks. Oh, and I also got a chance to see... Your new Skyrim character, you, like, upgraded her a little bit. She looks good.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah. So far, I think I'm a level 14 on Skyrim. I'm Lema Elfkiller, the high elf.
So you're...
It's a werewolf.
So you're an elf and an elf killer. So you're an elf that kills elves.
No, I just picked that name because I went to a name generator site. And I seen that, I was like... Let me get done. That sounds cool.
That's too funny. Well, I mean, it's better than, you know, being a vampire / corpse eater, I guess. That's what I was on Skyrim. Although I need to upgrade to the new one, too. Because, I mean, the graphics and the features that I saw on her, you guys, are so much better. I mean, I really enjoy looking at it. It was way better than having it on PC, the older versions, and having to get all kind of mods just to make the game look great. And I actually seen it, and it came out really, really, really good. So that's something that y'all should check out if you're into things like Skyrim. And yeah, it was really, really good, a good looking game. But you know, it's true. It's true. I would love to be a beta tester. To say that it's like a whatever job is sure not an easy job to get, I must say. But I'm kind of content with the job I have. As long as I can get some coins to pay the bills, I guess I'm satisfied.
My coins?
So you were also going to bring up something about the new Final Fantasy DLCs, which is kind of crazy since the game is not even released yet.
Yeah, supposedly it's going to include co-op missions and, like, up to, like, 4 players can play. Like, the main guy and his little friends, and I think they're also going to include, like, the expansion pack things that each one is based on one of the friends, and yeah, sounds like fun.
That's interesting. I might have to get a little bit more information on the DLC packs. I'm not quite sure. Like, I want to know, for example, too, like, can you, like, play with other people in the house instead of just playing online, or will it be kind of sort of like an online co-op?
Sound like maybe both, but I'm not sure.
Well, that should be really interesting. I never heard of a Final Fantasy game making it to where, you know, when you think of Final Fantasy, you think of a story, you think of one player. You don't really think of, you know, like a co-op feature where it can be multiple people playing in the story. So it would be kind of fun to see how the battle system would work out with, you know, those different mechanics where it can be more than just one player playing a Final Fantasy game, which is so awesome because I'm not going to lie, you guys. I mean, as much as I love Square Enix and, you know, all the games they make, I mean, they're the top of the line when it comes to graphics and, you know, the look of their character. But I must say, no matter how you look at it, it being a one-player game, it will put other people to sleep if they're watching you play by yourself. It's just, it's, that's what RPGs are best at, putting other people to sleep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of good that they think of new ways to keep that genre, you know, kind of sort of active and just keeps going and stuff like that. So that's good, you know. I can't wait to see how the game comes out. I mean, they made us wait thousands of years for it. So I really can't wait to see, you know, how the game comes out. I'm pretty sure, though, when I'm going to get it for my PS4. I mean, I just know that it's going to be, like, a really long update for it. I'm pretty sure.
Probably so, because I know for Dishonored 2, it's like a 9-gig update.
What?
Yes, 9-gig update.
Okay, so we're just going to have to postpone me getting Dishonored 2, you guys. I'm sorry. I don't think, right about now, my internet is kind of limited, so I'm not going to push it to 9 gigs. I don't know. I won't be able to do that. I mean, I barely have 5 to push to. So I'm going to do a better review, I'm pretty sure, on Dishonored. We're going to put on some, you know, some trailers and stuff like that, too, as we go along. But for right now, we're just kind of getting started with this, so bear with us.
Income tax. You're going to be rich.
Right. I will be on the income tax. I'm going to have, I mean, it's just a lot of things going on, too, so that's why, you know, we don't have any footage or anything on these games that we're talking about, but.
No, except for me. I'm trying to get some up. Yesterday, I had so much trouble trying to stream Dishonored 2. It's like that damn Twitch. I don't know what it is with that and Xbox Run right now.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. You were like, man, I was able to see everyone else's, you know, upload for Dishonored 2, even Shaheen, and I can't even upload it. And I'm like, having such a hard time uploading it, and I was like, I can't even watch it. And I was like, well, that kind of sucks, because I sure would have gone on my phone. Were you putting it on Twitter?
Yeah, I was saying that on Twitter. I was gonna stream it, and then I was like, "Yeah, Twitch ain't gonna let me do that." So no,
That damn Twitch. Yeah, there's always something with that stuff, though. But I mean, I was glad I got to see a little bit of it firsthand, though. It looked pretty awesome from what I did see. And you always seem to make like the best gamer videos too. It always seems interesting, even when you live stream. You always know how to keep it fun. Just so irky. You're just a show off because I don't have my internet and stuff going well. But even so, I really wanted to show off on that on that Hatsune Miku game. I really wanted to show off and just show everybody how I moved from hard and I'm almost on extreme now. I'm doing a couple of songs on extreme, and I couldn't even do it like we talked about in our last podcast. I couldn't even upload it to where I can like show off my skills. I looked at like, you know, I guess it's just. I don't know, it kind of sucks because it's like no one can watch you be an overachiever when it comes to things that don't matter. Okay. But nevertheless, I digress, you know. Still in all, though, I mean, it was a good gameplay and that you did a see for that Dishonored game. It was really, really good. So, what else can we talk about?
The new Sega Genesis thing that Brazil's making.
Wow, that is so crazy right now. I was just about to curse because it was that crazy that Sega's actually going to come back out with another console. And I really think Sega's going to like dominate the competition when they come back out with their system. Only because they've been gone for so many years, it's going to be really awesome just to see Sega back again. And I really felt like they shouldn't have never disappeared because we only have Nintendo and Xbox and PlayStation now. But if PlayStation wouldn't have stepped up, then it would have just been Nintendo and Xbox at the time. Because it was all three, and I guess the Dreamcast didn't do so well. It kind of like made things tougher or whatever. Because they've always made really good games, though.
Yeah. I think, was it Brazil's Tech Toys developing the old Sega Genesis? Well, it's basically that. It came with the traditional cartridge
games.
Yeah. And also they're gonna put SD card on it, reader thing. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Yeah.
but I don't know if I want to go back to a cartridge. I mean, you can't really put too much information in a cartridge. You know, a cartridge is kind of like a floppy disk, like I look at game cartridges as a more updated floppy disk, only because it can hold a little bit more. I'm not too sure on that. You guys, forgive me. My history on cartridges, on game cartridges, is a little outdated. I'm not too sure, but I always thought that, you know, game cartridges hold more information than floppy disks did.
I don't know. Maybe that's why they put the SD thing on it.
Yeah. I think that they should have just done it with CDs and kept it in that genre. I'm not too sure about going back to cartridges, but, you know, I mean, if they're coming out with a new system, I'm pretty sure they know what they're going to do. And I mean, if they're adding an SD card to it, pretty sure it's going to be, like, badass. I'm pretty sure I'm so looking forward to seeing what kind of games they release for it.
No, it's basically, like, the old Sega Genesis from, like, 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that it would have been something new.
Yeah.
But it's an old Sega Genesis.
It's an old Sega Genesis, but with an SD card thing.
Wow, so what are they going to... So I wonder, what are they going to do about that? Like, why would they just release an older console? I guess Sega must be doing something, I don't know.
No, because I think it's popular in Brazil. From what I was reading, it's like they're like just going to redo it to want to like come out with a somewhat updated version of it.
Well, I can't wait to see how that's going to work out. I mean... I don't know, I'm just a big Sega. I was a big Sega Genesis fan, you guys, way before any system came out. I was really good at regular Nintendo, and then after that I moved straight to Sega Genesis. I never really cared for the Super Nintendo, so I just skipped that. My sister played it, though, and she liked it. I mean, she beat games that I could never dream of beating, like Zelda and stuff. I was, like, not into Zelda. Zelda was, like, so freaking hard. Like, now I can do it, but back then I just didn't really have the patience for it, which... It was kind of weird to me since I was so good at Final Fantasy and games of that nature. But whatever. I digress. You know, I just wasn't a fan of Zelda and probably never was. But I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what kind of games they're going to have for it and what kind of games they're going to bring back on the cartridge. I'm pretty sure they're not going to go back and bring every single Sega game that was, you know, back or whatever. Because I'm not sure how the copywriting and all that stuff work.
Mario Brothers rule.
Yes, we all know Mario is the best.
Okay.
Wow. Something else interesting I wanted to bring up. Girl, do you know for the first time in a long time that GameStop is having a layaway program?
Okay.
I never thought.
You see the day.
I see the day. For GameStop, you can go and put stuff on that way at GameStop. I was like, so I'm pretty sure there's a limit that you have to reach. But I never thought that, you know, it would have a layaway.
Okay. Yeah, because on GameStop Twitter, they have a thing saying they have a layaway program.
Mm. Wow, isn't that crazy? Of all things, a layaway program. You never would have guessed it. You never would have guessed it.
No.
That's crazy. But I will be using that layaway program. I sure will.
Okay.
I have a couple of things I'm going to put on layaway.
Okay.
There's a couple of things I will be putting on layaway. You know, I'm not afraid of layaway. I'm a big fan of the layaway. Yes, indeed. So I will be looking into that. I will also be looking into that.
See, what you call layaway, I call pre-order.
Oh, yeah. You're the pre-order queen. We know that already. I mean... The games that you pre-order for are so expensive. I mean, you get the whole package. You get the limited edition with masks and pouches. And
oh, no, you should have seen the Dishonored 2 thing that Shanine got. She got the, like, $100 one, yeah.
Oh, my God. Of Dishonored?
Yeah.
So what did she get with it?
She actually got, like, this mask thing of Kovo, like a poster thing. A couple other little things.
Oh, that's neat. That's good. I mean, I never... It's good that you get stuff like that. I mean, when I got the Hatsune Miyuki game, I noticed that all I got with it was a pouch. A little carry pouch. Which
that's
is
why
cute.
I got two.
Which was cute and all, but I was just like, You would think they could at least put a poster in here or something. Like, of all the characters or something. But they gave us a pouch. So I use it for my cigarettes. I'm not promoting them, by the way. I don't promote cigarettes. I'm just saying they gave me that. That's what I use it for. I mean, for almost $60, I'm going to use it for something. I'm not just going to, you know, no. I'm going to use it.
Okay.
But on to other things, I've also noticed that the Nintendo Switch came out.
That's coming out,
and it looks pretty good. I mean, I really like it. It looks neat, and I'm not a Nintendo fan by any means necessary, but it was kind of cool to see that. I mean, it was kind of cool to see it. I never really seen gameplay for it besides little trailers on TV and stuff, but it looked pretty interesting from what I've seen thus far. I mean,
all it is like a PSP with removable things that can hook up to the TV.
Oh, what exactly can it hook? What is removable that can hook up to the TV? Is it like a USB thing?
No, it's like the controls for it on the sides. You can move it up. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting that. But it's nice, you know. It's something that I can get these bad children for Christmas, you know.
Everybody comes out next year.
Oh well, yeah, that's even better. That's even better. Because they all want laptops and stuff, but I'm getting the most expensive one. I'm not worried about their needs. I go first, you know. I love you guys. Y'all gonna come last this year. I need to update my computer, you know, among other things. Just, you know, yeah. So they're not getting nothing super expensive this year. I mean, last year I bought my nephew like this PS3, and his mother got rid of it, and I was like, information was still on there, and I was just kind of like heartbroken that she wouldn't do that, and he really liked it so much. But you know, I told him I'm gonna get him a newer one. I'm gonna get him a PS3 again this Christmas because he's young. I mean, what does a child need with a PS4? I mean, you don't need that. You're not gonna do anything productive on it, so just let me handle the 4 and I'll get you a 3. 3 is more like in the children's range anyway.
Oh, but yeah, we can get the new little PS4 Pro. That just came out, I think, a couple days ago.
Oh yeah, and just give them the 4. Here you go. Well, I do need the Pro anyway. I mean, the Pro actually kind of looked better, though. I like the design for that one. It's sexy. It's a sexy game system. But PlayStation always has sexy game systems, even way back in the Wonder Years when they had the very first PlayStation. It was like a sexy system. It was like sleek, and you can just like pop it under your TV, and it looked like it was more than what it was. You know, it was really cute. I mean, the only thing that was weird about it was that it didn't play BBBs, but everyone thought it played BBBs, and it was so weird. I was like, no, it just plays CDs, not BBBs. Then it barely plays that.
Okay.
You know, but it was <that's> funny. You know, but it was limited, but it was a nice system. It was nice. I mean, you have to think about what year it came out and how long ago and how old this was. You know, one of my favorite games on that system was like Final Fantasy VIII, which bums me out every time because a lot of people don't give that game enough credit. I mean, that game was so fun and the battle system was different. It was really fun. I mean, they had a lot of weapons and stuff. I mean, they just don't give it a lot of credit. And I feel like Final Fantasy VII really overshadows it. I guess because a lot of people were into that game, or it made much more of a difference when that one came out. It was just, you know, hey, look at this. You know, I don't understand. Because, I mean, Final Fantasy VIII came out after 7, obviously. We're going in order. But it just didn't seem like people enjoyed 8 as much as I did. And I, you know, when I hear games most requested for a remake or anything like that, it's always, you know, oh, I hope they remake 7. Oh, they need to remake 7. Oh, Cloud this, Cloud that. But, I mean, my you know, beloveds are always going to be Squall and Lenora. I love them. I thought the game, they made the game what it was. Of course, you know, Zeal and the rest of them in the game also was, like, pretty cool. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, play the game and you'll know. But it was really awesome. I liked it. See, it's an old school game. The graphics still look really good for it, of course. Mad compliments to Square Enix and stuff. You know, their graphics always are on point, even back in the Wonder Years. But yeah, it just kind of bums me out that a lot of people put that effort into the older, you know, like 7, and not give the credit to 8 when 8, you know, the system was really, 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 really good. I mean, the characters looked it better. The world looked it better. I mean, it was so much going on in the game, too, from your school suddenly being in the ground to flying and traveling on the water. I mean, it was just a lot going on in the game, and I feel like that was all overlooked, you know, because 7's story probably was a little bit better. And I think what made 7 so good was just because it had Seth Roth in it, and he was just like a really badass looking, you know, villain, I guess you can say.
Yeah. I don't know. All I played on PlayStation 1 was Spyro, the little dragon.
Oh my god, I hated Spyro. Spyro used to give me such a migraine. I was so scared I was going to catch a seizure with Spyro. I liked it, though. I always thought that if you play the game all the way through, you get to... Well, you know what? Since you are a fan of Spyro, let me ask you. What... Does Spyro ever turn into a real dragon? Like, does he ever just look so cool? So he always stays his little baby dragon?
Yeah, he always stays a little baby dragon.
Now, you see, that's what was the final kick in the ass to me. Because I thought to myself, who wants to be this retarded dragon? Like... First of all, he can't even fly. He glides everywhere. And I just thought that was such a bummer. Like, they shouldn't let him have, like, the special power where if you collect so many of these things or whatever, you know, you turn into, like, this big old dragon, like, your full potential. And I thought that kind of sucked that they never really gave Spyro anything. He was just, like, lame all the way. So, but wasn't Spyro, was he a Nintendo character? Or was he, like,
for Sega? No, he was PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation. Right. You're absolutely right. I remember now. It was right along with Crash, Bandicoot, and the other ones like that. Yeah. So, you're right. It was a PlayStation game. But, you know, I mean, I have to give him props. I mean, it is a good game. And Spyro has a lot of fans, you know. It was a really good game to say that it was one of those also game those back in the one year. Another one that I really liked, too, was... I can't really think of the name for it. It was just in my head. I can't think of it anymore. I'm going to have to come back to it. But there's quite a couple of old school games that I really, really love. And I still play them on my computer. What my computer can play, you know, it can't do much, poor baby. But she's surviving. She's still, you know, doing things. She can't keep me as up to date with the newer games as I would like. But that's what I got my PS4 for. Whenever I get the funds to actually... invest in getting better games, but so far it's, you know, yeah. But so is there anything else new that we can kind of sort of talk about or discuss? Maybe something newer or upcoming?
Let's see. We're just looking on Twitter, trying to find something. Let's see.
Oh, Persona 5. It looks like it's getting closer.
Persona 5. Oh. Game Informer has a tweet saying, first English gameplay of Persona 5 will be streamed next week.
Oh, wow.
On November 16th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Okay.
Oh. I can't wait for that. I'm going to watch that as I talked about in the last podcast. I was really looking forward to the new Persona 5. I mean, I played 3 and 4 so far, and I really loved it, the game. I mean, 4 kind of made me feel weird. I mean, some of it, like when you would have a certain ending, like where his little, he was staying with his mom's brother. So his daughter actually cooked him something, spoiler alert, and killed him. For those, you know, or he went unconscious, I'm not sure. I mean, it was like he had like dead skulls floating above his head, so I'm assuming that was abbreviation for dead, you know. But she had cooked him something, and she was just, it was kind of creepy, because she was like, hey, big bro, wake up. And he was just like dead on the table from eating her food. So that was like one ending, and I thought like it was really, really weird. But... I don't know. Like, I digress. It was, but I mean, that was one of the endings. I mean, I got some other ones too, but the game was really, really good. I mean, that Persona is a game you really have to focus on beating and being good at in order to actually get anywhere in it. Otherwise, yeah, it's not going to be your cup of tea, so. As for that, I'm not too sure. I mean, I don't know. There was another game I wanted to talk to you about too, because I seen that you didn't. You did talk about it prior, but I never really went into it with you about it. Was what is it? It was the like adventuring game. Like you got to go into outer space and fly to different planets and stuff.
Oh, No Man's Sky. I probably played for like 2 days and give up on it.
So what exactly was wrong with it? What would make you really want to give up on it?
I don't know. It was just exploring the universe. And then I think the last couple weeks, like, the people who made the game seemed disappointed because, like, it didn't, like, sell as much as they wanted it to after they spent so much money into, like, promoting it.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, the game really didn't look that fun to me either. Like, when I looked at it, it was kind of boring and kind of, I don't know, weird. Maybe if it wasn't just first person again, maybe it would have been a lot more interesting because you could have do more detail to your character and stuff. But since you're just, like, on these random planets, and, I mean, the planet and the environment is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I felt like they should have added more, you know,
more
player.
More of a story.
Yeah, more of a story to it to kind of make it, like, a little bit more interesting. I think that's where we came up short with, you know, No Man's Sky or whatever, because it was just kind of, like, boring. It's like, you know, it was, you know what the game really reminded me of? It reminded me of a, what, I can't even think of that game either. Oh my god, I'm just having like mush brain today. But it was one of those car games where it was kind of like it was a story with it, but it wasn't no story. It was kind of like you just drive around, beat races, and get cars. And it's like, you
that
know,
sounds like Forza. That's basically it.
You just drive around and get cars with no purpose, and it's kind of like, okay, so this is just hours of endless gameplay with no kind of, you know, like, nothing to look forward to, and it's kind of
sucks. At least you can be a little speed demon.
Yeah, I mean, did the cops come after you on that game? Or
hell no.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like they were talking about in Japan, like, once you go over a certain speed limit, the cops just don't give a damn anymore. They just give up on you. So I guess that they must have some kind of law in the game like that. But, I mean, they do have cops, right?
No.
Oh, wow. So it's, like, free-for-all. Just breaking all kinds of laws there.
Yeah.
I guess. But. I guess. But. I was actually looking into some other stuff, too. I was kind of wondering and hoping that they were going to, you know, I know there's no talk of it or anything I've heard recently. And, like, on the next time we have our discussion for the podcast, I'm going to actually look into it and bring it up. But I was actually looking into, for those of you who remember who it is, what it is, what kind of game it was, I was really looking to hope that they would bring back Blood Rain. Because, do you remember it?
That name sounds familiar.
It was a movie, too. The movie sucked, but, I mean, the game were really, really good. And, I mean, the first one was really good to say that it was an old, it started out on PlayStation, and then I think Part 2 went to PlayStation 2. And I don't know if they were ever going to remake it or bring it back. It was somewhat in the range with Bayonetta. But it was a really good game. So I was wondering if they were going to bring it back. I highly doubt they will. But they really should look into bringing that one back too. I'm pretty sure it would look really good on the 4. I mean, even if they don't like make a new one, at least remaster it. I mean, that would be so awesome. Just to bring a little bit. Also, another one that I wish that they would bring back would be Xena Saga as well. That was also a really, really good game. I was actually sad when it ended. It was really like a really, really good game. I can't wait, you know, to see what other old school games they bring back.
Oh, they have Bayonetta on Xbox backwards compatibility. And Blood Rain, that's where I heard it from.
So it's going to be a backwards compatibility for that system?
Oh, yeah, for Xbox One, yeah.
But which one is it? Like, two, Blood Rain 2 is the best.
Says Blood Rain Betrayal.
Oh, that must be, I don't know. Because Blood Rain 2 was the, it was released for PlayStation 2 last I seen it. So I don't know how that was going to look. But they've been making other Blood Rains too, but they haven't been interesting.
I don't know. Yes. But Bayonetta and Blood Rain Betrayal is like, yeah, I've seen it for the little list. says Blood Rain Betrayal was released in 2012. Yeah.
Yep, that's about Blood Rain 2 was released in 2012.
Blood Rain Betrayal.
Oh, let's see. Is that some of the gameplay for it? Let's see what it looks like. Yeah. It's like, you see, it's not even the 3DS version. It's like a really old one. It's like not an old one, but it just doesn't look as interesting as it possibly could. I feel like it could have looked way better than that. It kind of sucks balls.
Okay.
No wonder why it's $9 and then I see something else for free. It's not something that I would really look
That's into. The demo for it's free. Yeah.
I have to say, also, before we finish up, I'm going to miss, you know, Mama and Papa. I'm going to miss them being together, you know, for their podcast. I really look forward to actually listening to, you know, the Fallout off the record. I'm really going to miss it. It's so sad to see him leave, but I have to say, like, the last podcast was absolutely hilarious. It was really, really, really good. That was the most I ever heard Rick talk, I think. That was the most
I ever heard. Because he knew he was leaving. That's
I know.
Why.
And it was so sad. He was so into it. And it was, like, right on the last podcast he was doing it, like, he just realized, like, damn it. Like, I don't think I want to go now. But all in all, you know, I wish him, you know, the best of luck and congrats on his, job promotion he got or a new job?
Internship.
Internship, yeah, that's really, really good. And I wish him the best of luck and everything on his adventures and travels to take care of his family. And that's really awesome of him to, you know, I know some things have to go, some things you can't do forever. And I'm pretty sure, you know, like she said, you know, It's not that they don't love us kids, but, you know, we're just going to have two Christmases. That's all there is to it. So, you know, mad shout out and much love to Mama and Papa. You know, we love you guys. And I can't wait to see what Shalene comes up with for her her discussions and her talks. And I'm going to even see if she's going to look into a couple of things for me once I catch up to everyone and get on the ball. Because, like, right now, I'm, like, yeah, in suck mode. You know, I have nothing good to no good games at the moment. I'm trying to, like, really catch up and get back on my feet. So, that's going to have to wait till later. But when I do catch up, you guys, you're going to know. I'm going to put my old computer in my closet to the top and let it rest. It deserves it. You know, it's such a trooper. It's really hanging in there. And I mean, it's really trying. But I say this every time, you guys, y'all have to love it. Say a prayer for it. Keep it in your prayers. You know, she's doing what she has to do every day.
Yeah. Lisa, now blown up. I'll catch you on file.
True. She's almost. She's getting close. You know, I'm going to stop it before it gets worse because I need you to take my information off of here and put it on the new one. And, you know, I mean, the things happen. Like, I'm not going to be able to afford getting a new one right now. Because the one I have my eyes on is actually $1,200 now. So, I'm going to actually get that one. And that's going to be it for Mini Moons. You know?
Okay.
I'm going to make that one do then. I'm going to start, you know, looking into getting a bigger genre of different games for my PS4 and stuff like that. So, that way, I guess we can kind of sort of keep up and not fall so far behind in time and, you know, just have more to talk about on our podcast and
because
more gamer
experience. Because I keep on leaving you behind.
Yes, you left me behind twice already, Bree. Not only did you get a computer that was better than mine, you also didn't get you a MacBook. So jealous.
I mean, then I keep on getting all these games. It's like, Jeremy, what are you getting?
What did I get?
When was the last time you actually bought a game?
I don't even know. I think the last game I actually bought was, and it's killing me. It's killing me so much not to be able to just go in GameStop like I used to and splurge. But, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities, even though I'm a single person and by myself, sadly enough, tears. But, you know, I'm by myself, so, I mean, I have to take care of myself, so it's, you know, it's not as cheap as I thought it would have been. Yeah. You know, but on a lighter note, you know, I think I did buy two. Well, the two that you got me was $120, and that was, like I said, Fairy Fencer F and Hatsune Miku, and which I technically finished all of those already. And Fairfin's, I've had like three different story packs, and I finished all of those too. So the game was like really good. I really enjoyed the remake. I really thought they did a wonderful job on that. So why I'm on that subject, by the way, you people who made, which I guess is Idea Factory who made that.
Okay,
I think it was Compu Heart and Idea Factory who made those games. If I am correct in saying those names, you also need to remake a couple of other ones.
Compu Heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they need to bring the noise, because I'm getting tired of it, and they know what they need to do.
Well, supposedly Fairy Fencer F is gonna be on PC next year.
The new one, right?
Yeah. That's what it says in the little news section on Bing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's going to be new. Of course, I'm not going to get it for... I'm not going to get it for computer, though. I mean, I already have it for the PS4, so I'm not going to really worry about getting it for computer. It is what it is, you guys. I'm not going to do that. I mean, unless y'all request for me to get it. If y'all want me to get it, I'll try it out and give y'all feedback on it. If Bree doesn't beat me to the punch, which I'm pretty sure that she's going to do that.
No.
It was, but I mean, the game so far on the system, it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. And, I'm going to look into it.
Okay.
I'm going to look into it and see what they have to offer. But, well, so I guess we can get pretty much ready to wrap this one up for today. Anything else you want to talk about before we head on out?
No. Except for maybe a month till the new Assassin's Creed movie comes out.
Wow. Oh, speaking of which, you know that they're getting ready to make, of course. My sequel has finally made it. It only took them like almost 4 years to make the last installment for the final chapter of Resident Evil. I'm so looking forward to it. Everyone vote Alice. Alice for president. Yes. But we will be back probably tomorrow to do a little bit more of the discussion. But other than that, have a good day, you guys. See y'all later.
Bye.